Welcome back to the Filipina Journey Podcast. Ayun, oh my gosh, guys. I actually haven't recorded an episode in so long. Parang 2 weeks na ata ngayon. I'm super sorry for that. Kasi I have been very unproductive also. Pero anyway, I have here guests. Dalawa sila, guys. So, they're also a podcaster. They actually host the podcast Two Cents with Esther and Martha. And okay, I'll introduce you guys to them first. So we have here Angela. She is an associate at an audit firm and a youth leader at YP Unite, a ministry of La Paz and Baptist Church. She is a certified public accountant and a degree holder from Xavier University to Ateneo de Cagayan, Philippines. And the other guest we have here, Shamira. She is a coach at Woman UP Fellowship, a volunteer from Christian Influencers United PH, and a Sunday school teacher at her local church. She is a degree holder from the University of Santo Tomas, Philippines, and is currently taking the Associate in Ministry program of Baptist Bible College, Makati. Wow. Okay, welcoming you guys, Shamira and Angela. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, hello. Hello, hi, Filipina guys. Journey. Hi, Isabel.
I'm so happy that you guys are here with me today. I'm super excited for this episode. But before I begin with introducing the topic, can you guys tell me more about your podcast? If you want to add more to your background, go ahead.
And okay, I'll start. So we started this podcast as, you know, it started out as a joke because Shamir and I, we love, you know, conversing with each other. We love talking about deep stuff. Even at 10 in the morning, we talk about late night conversations. And then nag-joke kami na, why don't we just create a podcast? Because, you know, it might, you know, they're not good. And, you know, here we are a year later still doing this podcast. And yeah, I think that's about it. So we give advice about adulting, like how to, I mean, we're not really a professional. We're not really professional, like counselors or advisors, but we tell about our experience and we share it with others, you know, just so that we could start the conversation. Like, it doesn't have to be na we solve a certain dilemma or problem, but at least we can start the conversation out of it. Yeah, so that's how our podcast started.
Yes, copy-paste. Wala na akong ma-add. Pero siguro, I think it was his brother. I think it was his brother who recommended us Anchor. And then we uploaded it there. And then when things got uploaded, when our episodes got uploaded to Spotify, to Apple Podcasts, we become more committed. So sabi namin, okay, this is getting real. It's not only for Facebook because we started out actually uploading it on Facebook only for our friends, ganyan. Pero they don't know it was us. But now, a year later, we decided to be committed to it and we want to take accountability then. So we revealed ourselves. By the way, I'm Martha. And Angela is Esther.
Yes.
Yeah, wait, I want to know the reason behind the podcast name. Super curious lang.
Okay. So, I think I'll start. So, I chose the name Esther. It's actually a name from the Bible. If you know Queen Esther, Queen Esther is a queen. But I love her story because it started out as, if you don't know the story, she is an Israelite that was taken captive sa anong I forgot the ano.
Forgot. Basta yung kay, she was taken, kay Queen Vashti.
Yes, she was taken captive. I mean, their people were taken captive sa isang foreign na nation. They were conquered by this nation. And for some reason, the king of that land held a sort of beauty pageant because he wants to look for his new queen. And at the same time, Esther took the you know, the challenge to be that. And not just for fame, not just for beauty. It's actually ang purpose niya, why she entered into that sort of beauty pageant, is so that she could save her people because they were in danger of being, you know, being killed by that foreign land. So she took that step, she took that challenge, and she was bold in doing so. And I admire her for being like that, for being a bold and courageous woman. And ako kasi, I don't see myself as that. So I aspire to be like her someday. That's why I chose her name, Esther.
Okay, so for me naman, let's start with 2 cents. Actually, I don't know how, but I know it was Angie's idea. It was her idea na i-2 cents na lang. Maybe because I think we just kept on saying na, okay, so that's my 2 cents for that topic. I mean, when we were just talking amongst ourselves, ganon. And then yung for Martha kasi, people would, actually, I already mentioned this in our first podcast. Go check it out. Ayun, but to make the long story short, because I see God's grace in her life, even though she was a difficult woman, and I would consider myself as a difficult woman. Of course, we're trying to improve. That's why we have these kind of self-help podcasts. So, ayun, I know that I'm a difficult person, but despite that, in spite of my, you know, being a problematic in some way na person, God is still, you know, parang putting up with me. Yun, He loves me like that. So, ayun lang.
Wow, ang deep pala ng meaning yun. I love it. I super love it. So, ayun. Now you know them more. I think you guys should check it out. Check out their episode and their podcast as well. And for today's episode naman, in the Filipina journey, ayun nga, di ba, I said kanina sa introduction, I have been very unproductive, as in, super lazy na talaga ako. Pero ngayon naman, I'm trying to get back to the group. Kaya nga, ayun, I'm recording right now. Pero in fact, I haven't uploaded an episode for like 2 weeks. For mga 1 week, 2 weeks. So, ayun, I wanted to connect that to our title, our topic for today. So, let's talk about productivity. I think I need this also. Ayun. So, first of all, ang question ko sa inyo guys, what do you guys do to stay productive? Ano ba ang productive sa inyo?
Okay, so for me, productivity, actually, I'm also struggling with this one, but one of the practical things that I've learned recently is, it's more like discovered or parang rediscover, it's Google Calendar. Super helpful niya for me. And Ange knows this. I have so many extracurricular kasi I have some orgs, ganyan. And it keeps me, you know, put together. Yun. And of course, accountability partners. Like you tell them, okay, so I'm gonna do this and that. And then somehow my friends also remind me, akala ko ba meron kang schedule na ganito? Tapos, ayun. So parang, yun, accountability partners are very important for me. And siguro yun yung pinaka-productive. And yun yung pinaka-productive thing that I could like contribute to your listeners. And also, one thing, sobrang ano niya, babaw niya lang, pero super helpful. Just breathe for a while. Kasi pag madaming tasks, minsan, nangangarga, ano yung unahin ko? Ganito, ganyan. So, I just breathe for a while. Tapos, saka na ako mag-lay down kung ano yung mas urgent and everything. Tapos, yun, yung pinaka, yung hindi masyado urgent, yun yung hinuhuli ko. So, that's that.
Yeah, and for me, I also need this episode actually because it's a struggle to stay productive. Like, there are really days na it's hard to get out of bed or to even, you know, cook or do something simple. You know, there are days like that, especially when we're on our period, diba? And especially in this pandemic na it seems to be never ending and it affects our mental health. So staying productive is really a struggle. And with that, I think when there are days na hindi ka productive, I think you don't need to punish yourself for it. Like, don't say na oh, you're a failure or you're not good enough or you're not worthy because wala kang ginawa today. You didn't do anything productive today. But, you know, sometimes your body just has to rest. Your mind just has to rest. But for you to stay productive, one thing that I can really attest to is setting a to-do list. Like, I think it's important to start your day, you know, with, I don't know what you do, maybe you can meditate. For me, when I don't do this often, pero on there are days when I start my day like praying or, you know, spending time with God. And when I do that kasi, it sets my heart and my mind right para yung day ko, it parang ano na rin siya, like it's like when I start my day right, the rest of my day becomes right. So I try to do that as much as I can. I try to spend time with God first thing in the morning. But if you don't do that, you can meditate, you can just, you know, take some time to think for 5 minutes, or exercise, like do something that will set your mind and your heart right for the rest of the day, and then set a to-do list. And and it's even better if you do, I mean, if you set a to-do list the night before para the next day parang okay, all you have to do is the, you know, what you placed in your to-do list. So that's one, that's one practical tip I can give you to stay productive.
Yeah, I super agree with you both. Pero you said, Angela, nga, I super agree na if you start your day right, parang the rest of your day will be productive. Parang, oh my gosh, recently I have been working out, or if not, swimming early in the morning. And then you can feel the energy parang for the rest of the day. Parang, okay, work, I'm gonna do this, do that. So, ayun nga, you said that. But you also said na parang there are really times na parang nakakatamad din to even get out of your bed. So, how do you guys deal with, ano naman, mga laziness? Or yung mga days na, oh my gosh, parang, natamad ako, bukas na lang. Paano nyo ba, or do you even deal with that? And, ayun nga, if you do deal with that, paano nyo ginagawa yun?
Okay, I think I'll start. How I deal with it all the time. Like, it's really such a struggle. Even this morning, I woke up feeling, I don't want to do anything today. Parang ganun yung feeling. But, you know what really helps is setting routines, setting habits, good habits, and, you know, sticking to them, like being consistent with them. Ang hirap kasi if you just, you start a new habit, or I mean, you start to do, like, let's say you want your skin to glow, so you have to drink water every day. Pero if you just chug a bottle, you know, just for that day, and then the next day, parang wala na yung momentum, so wala pa rin. Like, it's not beneficial for you. So, you have to, you know, build habits, create routines, and you have to do them consistently every day, regardless of what you feel or how you feel. And I think it does not just start with, you know, the doing. It always starts in your mind. Like, if you don't, like, for example, if you want to wake up in the morning, like early in the morning, but your mindset is still, I'm not a morning person, like you don't believe na you can do it, so parang wala pa rin. Like when you wake up early in the morning, you feel like, you know, you're being a hypocrite because I'm not a morning person. So I think the first thing you have to do is to change your mindset muna, na think to yourself na I'm gonna start to become a morning person, and then, you know, the outcome will follow. So yeah.
For me naman, ako, super practical lang. For me, I take a shower. Kasi pag naligo ka, especially Filipinos, pag naligo ka, parang, yes, may gagawin ako today. Pero pag hindi ka kasi naligo, parang, it's a lazy day. I can just like sleep, watch Netflix, ganon. Yeah, and I also eat breakfast. Kasi if I have breakfast, that means it's gonna be a busy day or I want to achieve some things. For me, because I'm an adult, ewan ko lang kung ikaw din. When I was your age, I love coffee kasi. And since I'm from UST, talaga ang daming coffee shops around it. So talagang coffee. Pero like until now, if I want to be productive, I also drink coffee. I think it's like, I forgot the term, pero yung you think you can do it because you drank coffee. So it's not really like, it's not really because of the coffee, like the compounds, the chemicals and everything. I mean the, ano ba yun, yung parang ingredients, but it's because na you think, iniisip mo lang na, ah, coffee will give me this. So it's like a mindset thing then. So, but sometimes, yun nga, ano lang, I just wake up and ano, get out of bed. I think that's also very important. Get out of bed, take a shower, and have breakfast. But on days like, for example, I have work, when I need to do prep because I'm a teacher. So ang ginagawa ko is to make, ano, like Ange, we also make to-do lists. And again, yung mga urgent. Because I'm the kind of person na I do not want a lot of things because once I get overwhelmed, that's the time na I'm gonna be lazy talaga. So I think that's the thing. People want to see everything. And when they see everything, they will be overwhelmed. Tapos hindi na sila magiging productive. But if you just see one, it's like ano, parang going through a road. Tapos yung, for example, di ba may games before na parang may coin in front of you? So, in your screen, in your, let's say, phone screen, hindi mo naman makikita yung next unless may big map or something. But hindi mo pa rin kita yung every detail. It's only when you, like, get those parang those things na will make you upgrade for that game. Parang ganun lang siya. So, kung ano lang yung makita mo in front, that's the only thing you will do. And of course, you need to arrange them muna. Arrange them muna bago you do your tasks. Kasi some people, oh, I feel productive. I have a lot of ano things ticked in my to-do list. Pero yung mga hindi important yung tinapos nila. Ganun. So, I know Ange can relate to me. Like, in our school before, inuuna ko yung English, word building, or yung mga ano, etymology, yung mga ganon na subjects. Pero hindi ko, hinuhuli ko parati yung science and math. So, ayun, nabibehind ako in those subjects. So, anyway, yun lang, share ko lang.
Ay, nako, nakarelate ako sa lahat ng sinabi mo. As in, sobrang relate. And I super like yung advice mo nga na maligo, shower. Ako din, I try to shower in the morning kahit parang antok-antok pa ako, pero I really try to shower in the morning kasi parang, oh my gosh, ready
kahit
na ako.
Kahit malamig yung tubig. Pag
diba,
wala
right?
Heater,
I really force
lang
myself to shower at least before 12 p.m. actually. So, ayun nga, you guys mentioned mindset. Pero, of course, we can't avoid naman yung mga distractions or mga interruptions around us. So kayo guys, first of all, ano yung mga distractions or interruptions, you know, that hinders you from being productive? And then second, how do you deal with this distraction?
Sige, ako muna. Syempre, of course, your phone. Your phone is your number one distraction. So what I do, actually, when I get distracted kasi, I put my phone in another room. Ganon. Only if I need to do something important. Ganon. Para I can focus on that thing. Pero sa ibang time naman, I think it's also ano, discipline. Turn off your mobile data or your Wi-Fi. Ganon. And turn off your phone kung wala ka talagang self-control. But for me, I don't know, recently, I think na ano ko na siya, na-overcome ko na most of the time. But yun nga, on days like that, nililipat ko yung phone ko dun sa sala namin para, kasi tamad ako tumayo. Wow. Pag busy na akong nagko-computer, ganyan. So, iyan ako na siya, ililipat ko na siya dun. So, ayun lang. And that's also related to my answers earlier talaga. Like, it really helps na kahit ma-distract ka, at least you have this time frame. And also I don't know this app, I forgot, yung Forest, it helps me. I think it's called the Pomodoro technique, ganun. So 20 minutes, 20 minutes, and I don't want my trees to die. So so I don't want my trees to die, guys. So if you know this app, you will relate to me. I don't want my trees to die. So ano, I try my best talaga na hindi ko kukunin yung phone ko. Tapos may mga ano pa siya, parang super strict niya, sabi niya, "Why are you looking at your phone? Put down your phone." Gaganun pa siya sa app na yon. But I don't know if it's free sa Philippines. I think it's free sa Philippines, pero dito in Hong Kong, it's not free. So anyway, ayun lang. Yun lang yung at the top of my head. Yun yung makakontribute ko for that question.
Yung Forest na app, actually, free siya dati. I used to use that ano, when I was reviewing, kasi I reviewed for the board exam nung 2018, and it was really vital for me to focus, to be disciplined, like to study and not be distracted. Like if I get distracted, parang I'm taking a big risk na of, you know, failing the exam. So I really had to discipline myself, and yun, it was really helpful to use Forest app. Pero if you want something free, or if gusto mo yung free na app, you can use Focus Plant. That's in the apps. Or I'm not sure if meron ba sa Play Store, pero yeah, you can use Focus Plant. It has the same concept. It also uses trees and, you know, and stuff like that. But yeah, I agree with what Shams said. Like, yung phone talaga yung number one distraction for me, especially social media. So, ayun, what I try to do is, for now, I'm working naman kasi. So, what I do is, I focus on a task. Mag-focus muna ako sa isang task. And when I finish it, ginagamit ko yung phone ko like as a reward. Like, I think of it na, okay, I'm gonna use my phone after an hour. And, you know, when I do that, parang ano kasi, it's like, I tend to be more motivated to finish my work kasi I really wanna use my phone na. So, I have to finish this quick. Like, it allows me to think of ways to be efficient sa ginagawa ko. So yeah, I think it's really important then to, like, if you have distractions or if you want to do something, yung mga wants mo, you use them as rewards for your hard work. Yeah.
Yeah, parang motivation mo na din yun, diba?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's nice. And I wanna ask also, kasi iba, of course, for some, parang iba hindi naman, iba kasi yung productivity nila pre-pandemic at saka today na may pandemic na. Kayo guys, nag-iba ba yung productivity level nyo? As in iba talaga? Or same lang? Pati yung mga scheduling and all that in the middle of this pandemic?
For me, it really changed. Like, drastically changed. Like, pre-pandemic, it was easy for me. Kasi, all I had to do was, you know, get up, do my morning routine, go to work. And then at work kasi, I can stay productive because I see other people, you know, working on their laptops as well. So parang namomotivate ako to be productive. But then when the lockdown happened and I, like, nandito lang ako sa bahay, it was really difficult for me to do that kasi ako lang yung nakikita. I only see myself sa work ko, so parang it mas madali yung mga distractions to happen, and mas madali akong mag-succumb to those distractions. So what I do is, when I work and I want to be productive and I don't want to be distracted, I don't work inside my room kasi there's the bed and then there's the phone. So what I do is I bring my laptop downstairs dun sa dining room namin, and I feel kasi if I change my environment, kasi itong room ko is an environment of comfort, of, you know, lying down, of winding down. So if I change my environment, kasi doon sa dining room, may mga tao na, you know, just passing by or doing something. So parang na-influence din yung energy ko to be productive. So I think it's important na even when you're working from home or working at home, you change your environment para ma-change din yung mindset mo, and that allows you to be more productive. But I don't know for other people. What about you, Shams? How do you do it?
Wow, ikaw yung host. Sorry, ako talaga yung medyo maloko sa aming dalawa. Ayan. So ano, I think the question was, did it change during this pandemic, right? For me, yes, it changed, of course. But I think I liked the pandemic more. I mean, the working habits during the pandemic. Of course, I do not want this, ano, being away from home because, as you know, I'm here in Hong Kong right now. Of course, I want to be with my friends in the Philippines, ganyan, and also my family. I want to travel, diba? And I think mas naging masipag ako this pandemic. I mean, I'm still lazy, but I'm more productive ngayon. I think it has to do with, I like working alone kasi. Even in college, I'm a very friendly person. You can ask Ange. I even know her schoolmates kahit we're far away from each other. Pero I just find working alone better because I don't need to adjust to other people's attitudes. Working attitudes, okay? Not like yung kung masama ba yung ugali nila or something. But it's just like their work ethics. I don't need to adjust to it. And, but of course, if I need to really work with other people, I work smart. I ask them what do they want to achieve. Kasi we have different tastes on how we achieve things. For me, I want to play 80% of the time and work 20%. So, I don't know. Kasi I don't want to look productive lang. Kasi some people, you know, they just, you know, they stay on their laptops, ganyan. Tapos, inom ng kape, ganyan. Looking so, wow, so productive. It's a productive day for you, ganyan. Pero for me, I'd rather, you know, just sleep for a long time, and then when I wake up, that's the time na dire-diretso na yan. And of course, before, of course, when I wake up, I need to, you know, like what I said earlier na I list down yung mga important things, and if the things that I need to achieve can be postponed to tomorrow, I put that tomorrow unless I finish the more urgent things today. So for example, na finish ko na yung lahat ng tasks ko for today, then I will try to start. But usually you don't din naman, diba? Especially if it's not urgent. So ayun talaga, I think that's one of the things that can help you when it comes to productivity. And sometimes I don't know about you. I think you're young. Maybe you're familiar with ano, Discord. It helped me somehow. Sometimes there is a room there where it simulates a cafe. So I don't know about you pre-pandemic, 'di ba? Ako nung college ako, mahilig ako pumunta sa mga cafes to study. Ganyan. Or let's say pag wala akong pera, pag wala nang baon, 'di ba? Sa library, diba? So that Discord room will simulate like a cafe or a library. Yung ibang tao doon naka-on yung cam while they work, ganon. So while they review, while they study. So yun, for youngsters like Isabel, maybe you can try that too. Pero for me, hindi masyado. Pero for other people, it works. So na-raise ko lang kasi my friend, she's studying for the bar. For being a lawyer, and they have this Discord room for lawyers and even med students. So yeah.
Wow, ilang months na ako nagdi-Discord, hindi ko alam yung feature na yun ah. I might have to check it later. Anyway, so eto, what's your take on this naman? Kasi I don't know with you guys, pero in my circle kasi a lot of people, they say na parang when they take a break, they think na parang, oh my gosh, I'm being lazy. Pero yung totoo naman is I'm taking a break. Or paano mo i-differentiate yung dalawa? What do you guys think about being lazy or like taking a break? Paano nyo ba, you know, how will you tell it apart? Commercial break in 3, 2, 1. A big shout out to Pedaliver. The Filipina Journey is partnered up with Pedaliver, a delivery app that uses bikes. They're eco-friendly and they offer the lowest rates. So, download the Pedaliver app now, available on the App Store and Google Play. And don't forget to use the code FILIPINA to get 15 pesos off your delivery. Okay, back to the episode.
Wow, that is a wonderful question. Kasi a lot of people, I think what you're talking about is like they feel guilty about not doing anything.
Oh, oh
right?
Yeah, ayun. Guilty.
Yeah, they feel
oh.
guilty. Or maybe I can like change my answer, like how not to feel guilty. I think of course it has something to do with reward system. Like you need to reward yourself. And paulit-ulit ko na tong sinasabi, don't overwhelm yourself by looking at everything that has to be done. Ganon. Because once you do that, it will really overwhelm you. And maybe this will trigger some people, but of course, it's the reality. Maybe it will cause you anxieties and everything. And it, of course, it's good to talk to someone na, you know, be accountable na, hey, I want to achieve this by the end of today. Can you help me? Parang, can you help me be accountable? I will work on this today. So, you know, at the end of the day, I will report back to you and say na, oh, I finished it. Ganyan. And kasi, actually, ako, I don't feel guilty kasi I'm a big fan of working smart. So, people will look at you like you're lazy, but the important thing is getting things done. But sometimes kasi, especially if you're working na, iba kasi ang culture when you're studying and when you're working kasi. When you're studying, walang pakialam sa'yo yung mga tao around. I mean, they will think, ay, parang ang tamad niya naman because she's not studying. But some people are just blessed, you know, na yung retention skills nila ganun. So, siguro just do your best. And, you know, I think God will, ano naman eh, he will, you know, return kung ano yung ginawa mong hard work. Of course, kasi hindi din naman pwedeng ano lang yung parang hindi ka din nag-aaral dahil pinangungunahan mo na nagigilty ako and everything. I think the guilt is the most important, the most parang crucial thing in that. And I think it's also a symbol of pride kasi you want to achieve more than what you have, but you know, God gave us ano capabilities. Ito lang, ito yung makakaya mo. But of course, He will bless you more if you do your best. If you're not doing your best, then maybe that's the time you can feel guilty. But if you know deep inside you, this is your best, then you know it's no harm then to ask help from other people. That's also important when it comes to doing tasks. Kasi, you know, human beings are social beings. So, if you have trouble achieving these certain goals that you have for yourself, maybe it's time for you to ask someone for help. Yon. So, maybe, for example, you, I know you have your ate based on your past episode, ganyan. Or maybe you have friends, like for me, Ange, you know, I tell her, hey, I'm gonna do, ano, parang, I'm gonna listen to these episodes today so that you can do your, ano, so that you can, ano, parang publish something for our podcast, ganun. So, that's how we work together sometimes. And siya din, like, she tells me, mom, siya, I'm gonna do our, ano, posters for today, ganyan. So, it's good na you tell it to other people. So anyway, I think medyo lumayo na ako, pero I think that's one of the things na you can do for you not to feel guilty.
Yeah, that's actually a good way of, you know, working smart. Work with the people around you. Don't be insecure with what they can do and what you can't do. Instead, use it to your advantage. You know, ask help from them. If hindi mo kayang mag-graphic design, ask help from other people, like what you're doing, Isabel. Or if you're not good at talking with people, you ask someone who can talk to other, like to be your spokesperson, ganon. But going back to the question about the difference between being lazy and just resting is, I think laziness is, you know, not having a plan and not doing something about it. I think that's it. Like, let's liken it to the ant. Let's go back to the ant. If you know the ant, yung attitude ng ant is to prepare for, the ant prepares in the summer, like gathers food in the summer in preparation of the rain. So you can see that the ant is really productive, is really hardworking. And, you know, the ant is preparing for the rain, basically. So, and for us, you will know that someone is lazy if, you know, like for example, when you're in your 20s, diba, you have to save and you're not saving up for marriage or for for life in the future. Like, you're just, you know, not, you're just spending all your money. So you're being lazy at it. So I think that's, ano, that's the definition of being lazy. And the difference between being lazy and resting is, kung sinasabi mo kasing rest, parang you came from a certain activity and parang napagod ka na. So you have to replenish. How do you replenish? By resting. So that's the difference. Lazy is, wala kang ginagawa and you're not, you know, doing something about it. You're not changing anything about yourself. And resting is, you're replenishing because you did something tiresome or you were exhausted from the day's activity. So you rest. So I think that's basically it.
Wow, yeah. Thank you so much for that. And then we're coming to an end now for this episode. First of all, I learned so much from you guys. Super needed it, especially today. But anyway, any last words on staying productive? Ano ba yung final advice nyo on this topic?
Okay, so to add to my answer kanina, I forgot to mention this. There's this concept ng mga agriculturists or mga farmers called fallowing. Do you know what fallowing is? It's like letting the ground rest, letting the soil rest for a specific period of time for it to replenish its nutrients. But I don't know actually how many years it takes for the fallowing to happen. Pero kasi, diba, when you plant something, it goes on for a few years. And hindi kasi pwede na ano siya, you can't let the soil work on forever. You have to give it time to rest. So it's the same thing with us. We are only human and meron din tayong mga limitations. So don't overwork yourself. Don't stress yourself too much sa work mo or sa mga ginagawa mo. Allow yourself to rest because you're also human. And like, ano kasi, if you don't allow yourself to rest, later on, you will suffer from the consequences. Like, what I'm experiencing right now, actually, I'm suffering from the consequences right now because nung, ano, during college, I don't take care of my body. Like, I sleep late. I don't give myself, like, time for play. Like, study, ganun lang talaga. And I don't allow myself to rest. Kasi, yun nga, I feel guilty. If I rest, parang I don't deserve rest. Yun yung mindset ko dati. And now I'm suffering because, ano, like I have these body pains na I have to go to the chiropractor every week just to have it fixed. And, you know, like I think there is really wisdom in resting because when you rest, you are preparing yourself to be more productive later on. But if you're just working, like you're just setting yourself up for exhaustion in the long run and fatigue and you know even your mental health becomes affected, diba, if you don't rest. So yeah, that's all I can say.
Wow, grabe naman yung sagot ng aking partner. Pero adding to that, I think one of the things that I would like to share with you, only two things. Number one is work smart, okay? Not hard, okay? I know Angela knows this so much. I'm a fan of that quote because I would say I'm kind of lazy, but you know, it's like I want to achieve something by doing, you know, make it easier but still get the right product. You know what I mean? Like, I get, kasi yung iba kasi, some of them really work hard, but ang ano siya, parang hindi siya naging efficient. So at the end, same lang yung naging product ng gawa ko and that person. So I'm not saying I'm better than others, but it works for me. And of course, maybe Angela's answer will be more suitable for you. But maybe for more people like me, if you hear this, I think you need to really work smart. Work on ways or think of ways that will work for you. And of course, not all of our tips, for example, not everything that works for Isabel will work for me. What works for me is to work smart. So my number two answer for that will be go easy on yourself. you don't need to have it all figured out. Of course, you know, Isabel, you are still young. You will learn along the way, of course. And, you know, mayroon talagang wisdom and experience. Of course, as you were young, you know, listening to the people you are guesting, by the way, you will really learn from those people. Pero pag ikaw na yung nandun sa situation na yun, there will be wisdom. So don't be in a rush. Go easy on yourself and enjoy your season. Kasi if you rush everything, mas hindi ka magiging productive. So that's my last ano, 2 cents for your question.
Wow, love it. Love it, love it. Thank you guys again for this amazing and insightful episode. Before I end this na, where can we see your episode, your podcast? Go ahead, promote your podcast. Go lang.
Again, thank you so much, The Filipino Journey, Isabel, for having us. Actually, this is our first guesting. So we actually are really excited for this one. And we would like to promote our podcasts. You can search it on Facebook, on Spotify, Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts, and actually wherever you get your podcasts, just type 2 cents with Esther and Martha. Okay, and you will see there like two pictures of people, and then of course our name. So you can go check it out. We usually talk about things about adulting, and right now we are actually on our third season where we talk about purpose. So I think maybe my partner would like to add ba.
All right, so I just want to promote again 2 cents with Esther and Martha. So again, before I do that, thank you, Isabel, for guesting us in your podcast. We really had so much fun. And so for our third season in 2 cents with Esther and Martha, we talk about purpose. Kasi we go sometimes, you know, as young adults or even those who are in college and in their, you know, senior high, we go through this crisis of, you know, not having a purpose. Like, what am I here for? Why did I take this job? Why did I take this course? So the third season is all about answering that question. What is your purpose in life? And yeah, and so go check that out. Go check that out. We publish our episodes every Tuesday, 7 p.m. So yeah, go check that out.
There you go, guys. Don't forget to follow, listen to their podcast to learn more also about yun nga, adulting, purpose, and all that. And again, thank you so much, Shamira and Angela, for being here with me today. Thank you, and have a great day ahead. Bye-bye. Thank you for listening to the Filipina Journey podcast. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram at The Filipina Journey, like us on Facebook, and follow us on Spotify to get updated whenever we post a new episode. If you have any questions and or suggestions, you may contact me through my email, thefilipinajourney@gmail.com, or through our social media platforms. That will be it for today, and have a wonderful journey ahead.